And now it's time for our game two of our doubleheader tonight, the boys versus Jacksonville. Let's head back to the hangar and Brad Hallworth.
Thanks, Tim, and let's hope this one goes a little better than that girls' game. The Bomber boys facing do or die tonight. The loser of this game, done for the season. The winner advances on to the fifth-place game of the conference tournament and qualifies for the 6A state tournament. Mountain Home coming off that tough loss at Little Rock Hall on Saturday, lost 49-48. Hall is 22-6. Boy, the Bombers played so well down there. They are coming into a game against Jacksonville, where Jacksonville, they lost Saturday 81-39. They were blown out by Jonesboro. Now, this is the Jacksonville team without their head coach, Victor Joyner. He's got some health problems. He has not been with the team for a while. And from what I understand, probably not going to be with them even if they win tonight and make it into the state tournament. He won't be with them next week. Team that started hot. They beat Fayetteville early on. They beat North Little Rock. Beat Maumelle, some of the top teams in the state. They've lost to, they lost to Mills by just 7 early on. Of course, Mills, the number one team in the state, lost to a very good East M team by 4 points early on in the season. They beat, lost to Bryant, they lost a couple of times to Little Rock Christian, a couple of times to Hall. They've struggled of late, especially after Joyner has had those health problems. They've got the assistants coaching them. They do have one of the most talented sophomores in the state, Gerald Doakes. Missed the game on Saturday. He was didn't come to the shoot-around in time, didn't make the trip to Jonesboro, didn't play there. And he's not going to start tonight, but we'll see, I'm sure, plenty of Doakes. And he is one of the Bombers have been preparing for. A sophomore, already offers, from what we understand, from Florida, Texas A&M, some others. He's a good one. We'll take a break, come back, check starters in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Let's check starters for Jacksonville. Goes like this. Antoine Davis is a 5'11 senior. Braylon Hawkins, a 6'5 senior. 6 foot senior, Hardarius Martin. Caleb Kendrick, a 5'9 senior. And Jordan Maxwell, a 6'3 freshman. For Mountain Home, the starters tonight include the 6'9 senior, David Waymeyer. Garrett Deechee, the 6'5 senior. Talon Benton, a 5'10 junior. 5'11 junior, Colton Peters. And Luke Cruz, the 6'2 junior. The Jacksonville Titans are 12-15 on the season. The Mountain Home Bombers are 12-15. The winner advances on, qualifies for the state tournament. The loser is done for the season here tonight. We'll tip it off coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprints.